things you're feeling. Look at the blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're killing. The way we've always done before. The dark we've always.
Well, the great Sarah Gonzalez is with us another 25 minutes or so. Then I'm hit all the other news and information. Other big guests coming up. Sarah Gonzalez, TX, powerful daily show over at the Blaze, 6 p.m. tonight live. She's exposed a major H-1B visa scam in Texas, and this goes on nationwide. We're going to cover stuff for the next five. The next segment, I want to get into the Somali stuff, where she sees that going, the left-wing and uprising, her grading of Trump, what she thinks is coming next. But watching your reports, everybody should go see on YouTube at Sarah Gonzalez TX or on X at the same address. You go to this place that's under construction. They claim it's a major tech company that the Indians have brought people in for, and there's nobody there. Tell us what we're seeing on screen.
Yeah, so this was 3B's Technologies, which was actually, it was, of course, linked to a home, but then on their website, because all of these are weird shell companies, websites set up with redirects to different locations. So on the website, even though they were not at the residence, on the website, they listed this address as their place of employment. So we went there. It was actually, you show up and the window clearly states that it's under construction. And so we tried the doors and it was open. I'm not sure that we were allowed in there, but we went anyway. And so we're walking up the steps and there's dust and dirt everywhere that you see. Things are boarded up. There's construction materials everywhere. And so we examined it. There were three floors of it. And so we were like, okay, let's just keep going. We'll go up to the next floor. We'll go up to the next floor. Maybe there's something there. And every time we went up a new floor, we just saw the same thing. It was clearly under construction. There was absolutely no business that was you know, doing anything out of there. There was nothing. There was no people. There were no workers. There certainly were no tech companies set up in this location. And it ended up, Alex, as we were exploring it, it ended up that we found out that this is actually a social club that is being built in Plano, Texas. So this is supposed to be a members-only social club that they're building out. It used to be, though, interestingly enough, an old WeWork address. Now, WeWork is the, you know, you can work remotely. You can rent office space for a single person.
Flex
maybe
space.
Working for, right, a company remotely. Here you can see the Danger Hard Hat area. And so what we realized is we're going through this. Behind me, you can see the renderings of the social club. But it used to be a flex space. And I'm not sure if 3B's Technologies just forgot to, you know, update it. But this is actually now a members-only club. Now, my question to 3B's Technologies would be, okay, if you were going for this WeWork and that was what you were trying to say is we've got all these high-tech specialized workers and they have to work in this virtual remote flex office space, why then, if they're just working remotely, would they need to be in this country? That's what I keep going back to is I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Now, I don't actually believe it. I believe
clearly
you just
the
are
place
trying
is
to
a big cutout for them to probably say a yes. Million people, you know, work there. It's just a total cutout.
Right. Well, right, because when we started looking, actually virtual office locations and WeWorks and, you know, all of these flex spaces where you can work remotely is actually a big part of this puzzle. It's where a lot of these places actually direct you to where they have office space. And so, again,
the
question remains.
By the way, this is part of the larger globalist reset, work from home or flex spaces, and that's when they ratcheted up the welfare fraud, not just here, but all over the Western world during COVID. This is all part of a larger plan.
Right. And again, I mean, what is the point of bringing someone in on an H-1B visa if they can just do the work from home? You can consult on IT from home in your little, you know, in your little tribal village or whatever, and you don't have to bog down American resources and American workers. You can just do that from home. So even if you believed the remote flex space idea, which I don't, even if you believed that, it still makes no sense why we would be bringing these people here. It all stinks. It's all fraud. And I'm very excited to expose more.
Let's come back in 60 seconds to talk about it more and how the Somalis tie in all this and what the Democrats can do in response. We know so far, call for violence. Back in 60 seconds with Sarah Gonzalez.
gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies? The delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health with Ultimate Turmeric Gummies. Inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, I love Sarah Gonzalez. Been on my show. She's been on my show as well. Been on hers. But I knew when I got up at like 5 a.m. this morning, I said, oh, this is going to go viral. It's already going viral. What a great report she did. Obviously, more planned. More people now are going to come in and investigate what she's saying. It's been documented that the Indians are dominating the H-1B visa. 70% of them in the U.S. for decades is them. And the story is they're the only ones that can code. She just documented with the H-1B visa advertisement of the schools and businesses. They want janitors. They want school teachers. They want football coaches. They want everything. This is a full colonization, not being brought here because they got 180 IQs, being brought here because they have a lobby doing it. I'm not trying to just go off of the Indians, but they're the most populous nation in the world. They're the ones dominating it. So a huge deal. But getting more into this and looking at what we've seen in Minnesota with the Somalis, now it's coming out the Democrats are the controllers setting up the frauds for them. They're using these groups as a coalition, or, you know, kind of the foot soldiers. We have the loggerhead or the problem of the DOJ that isn't going after them. And so how do we stop this? Well, at least Trump has been cutting a lot of the funding to the NGOs and groups and now curtailing the H-1B visa. So hopefully your report and others will draw light to that. But big picture, I want you to have the floor here because I watch your show all the time. Very smart lady. Usually in the morning working out at least once or twice a week. I mean, you're one of the few shows I'm going to watch that because you're always on fire. I don't watch it live at 9 to 6 o'clock. I watch either, you know, in the morning or in the afternoon. I want to get your take on where this is going. If America trying to come back from the dead in a football game, are we winning? Are we losing? How do you grade Trump? I mean, just kind of your brainstorm on where the state of the world is right now.
Yeah, I appreciate the kind words, Alex, and I myself am a fangirl of yours, you know that. So I appreciate it. I watch you as well. I try to every day. So I think that Americans, by and large, and I'm, by the way, when I use the term Americans, I'm talking about real Americans. I'm not talking about these sissy Democrats who are simping for illegal gang members and illegal Somalian criminals. And all, like, they're off the reservation. They're too far gone. I realize they vote, which I'll get to in a moment. But when I talk about just the average American who voted in the last election because they wanted law and order, because they wanted the sovereignty of our borders, because they wanted all of the illegals deported, because they just wanted to feel like it was their country again. I think that those Americans are encouraged by certain things that President Trump has done, but I think that they are discouraged by the lack of consistency with the people who he has put in charge of these different federal agencies. One of them being, you mentioned, the DOJ. It's a lot for a regular American to take to hear Tulsi Gabbard say that Barack Obama, the president, the person in the highest office in the land, actually was part of the master plan to come up with the Russia hoax, the Russia collusion hoax. For the average American to hear that Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Brennan, James Comey, everyone that we know at the very highest levels of our federal government were in charge of concocting this plan, and to see that no one has been held accountable for that yet, is getting very hard for the regular American to bear. It's getting very frustrating to wake up every morning and realize nothing has been done about this. And I think that one of the main issues, one of the main problems that Donald Trump is going to have to tackle in all of this is, how do you deal with Pam Bondi at the DOJ? I think that she's a real problem. I think that she is a reason that we don't have much accountability. And I understand, you know, I'm encouraged by the woke farmer on TikTok. I think his name is William Kelly. He was one of the people who stormed the church in Minnesota and gotten little kids' faces, because I guess he's into that or whatever. I was encouraged by the arrest of those particular people in Minnesota. But I'm thinking, okay, great. Why didn't you arrest Don Lemon for storming them and doing the same thing? He was not acting as a journalist. If we're going to be locking up January 6thers and you're going to be throwing them in federal prison in solitary confinement because they literally went on a guided tour of the Capitol, I would expect that Don Lemon be given the same treatment. I would expect that Don Lemon be charged with the FACE Act, just like those pro-life protesters that were in the streets just protesting, you know, women killing children in their womb. Where is the accountability here? Because the Democrats already set the standard. And so I think that it is a little bit discouraging for the average American to see Barack Obama, to see these people at the highest levels of the federal government, to see them engaging in all of this conspiracy. And we're getting it put in our faces. They're tweeting about it. They're showing us the evidence, and still nothing happens. Now that I've been a little bit harsh and critical of what's happening with that regard, I will say I am encouraged by, you know, ICE not stopping in Minnesota. I am encouraged by President Trump saying we will have law and order if you guys are going to do this. We'll do this the easy way, or we'll do this the hard way, because I treat the Democrats like I treat my toddler child, right? There's the easy way or the hard way. It's going to get done. We're going to have law and order. We're not going to have chaos. You choose your path. You choose how hard or how easy this is, but you're not going to kick and scream and throw a tantrum and think that you're going to get your way. So I am encouraged by Donald Trump's ability to be able to follow through on that. But I do think that he is going to have to address some of the mixed messaging that is coming from some of his different federal agencies, because we just can't keep having no accountability. I mean, you have Bill and Hillary Clinton, for instance, who were just, you know, told that they needed to come in and give their testimony. And they're just like, no, I'm just going to give you the middle finger. I'm just going to say no. I'm just going to talk about how it's Donald Trump's fault for being some dictator and make up all of these lies and smears. Where is the accountability? Hillary Clinton should have been in prison a very long time ago. And so I'm just waiting for that to happen. I'm waiting for Congress to hold Bill and Hillary Clinton in contempt, just like they did to Steve Bannon. I'm waiting for them to serve their prison sentences. I think America is watching that, and I think that they're becoming increasingly frustrated, because when they voted for Donald Trump, they voted for this type of accountability. And so while we are seeing progress on one end, we are seeing progress on the economy. I realize he can't fix it in 1 year, what Joe Biden did, all of the damage that he did. But I think the recurring theme is we need more accountability, regardless of who is behind it, regardless of who is in charge. There were a lot of things that happened during the Joe Biden regime and during Donald Trump's first presidency that really need to be addressed. And until we can address that, and until we have a DOJ that is willing to move forward with all of these prosecutions, I think that Americans are going to continue to be frustrated. And I worry, Alex, about what happens during the midterms if they are feeling frustrated. And
well,
if
that's where I was going next. I have friends, yeah, and even crew members that are like, if I don't see major indictments, I'm not going to vote. I'm like, listen, hold the Trump admin's feet to the fire, right? Spotlight the bad guys and women, get them out where we can have a lot of effect, but also understand we're moving the needle in a lot of other ways. So be pissed off,
yes,
but realize it's night and day compared to what we'd have with the Democrats. No. Every election going forward will be the most important. So people should not throw baby, yes, out with the bathwater. But here's a question, because you really focus on the transgender cult and big pharma, and you know, we've turned the tide on that. Europe's banning it. The UK's banning it. But now, today, in the spending bill, 76 Republicans vote to keep funding for groups sterilizing children chemically and surgically, and for late term abortions, and for DEI. What the hell? So what should we do about this? We know Trump is against it. We know we elected him to do this, but now 76 Republicans join unanimous Democrats in doing that. What are we supposed to do? I mean, this is pissing me off.
Yeah, I agree. I'm right there with you. I think that it's, if you can't convince someone to go on the record as saying we are not going to sterilize and castrate an entire generation of children, like, what are we doing? What this country is no more if we can't all just agree. This is a very simple thing. And so I think that what we are seeing is the result of a bunch of weak Republicans who have been able to, for so long, they get funding by, you know, the NRSC and all of these other senatorial and at the government level in the federal, you know, Congress and Senate, it's just a money train. It's just a gravy train. I mean, I'm watching here what's happening in the state of Texas with the Attorney General Ken Paxton, who is now running for Senate. And I'm hearing stories from him. We do a lot of speaking events together, and I'm riding in the car with him, and he's explaining to me how it's just a slush fund. Once you get in office, it's just a slush fund of money every
gravy
time
train.
You run. Yes. And so they get all of the money, they get all of the cash. And now we have a bunch of incumbents who are very weak, who do not intend to vote what their constituency wants them to vote for. And we're seeing the end result of that. But I fear that we're talking about the midterms. I fear that people, Republicans, are not going to go out to the ballot box. And to your point, Alex, that now is not the time to not go out and vote. Because if we have that many Republicans willing to stand with the Democrats on something as simple as we shouldn't be sterilizing young children and we shouldn't be killing babies in the womb, I mean, what are we doing? We have to go out and we have to get active. We saw what happened in an election that the Democrats, of course, did try to steal again. We saw what happened when Americans went out en masse and said, we don't care what you call us. We don't care what you call the candidate. I don't care. I am awake now. I am awake and I'm not voting for this anymore. And we saw that it was too big to rig. So I just think that Americans have to not give up. But I agree with you. It's very frustrating when you have these Republicans who, I mean, the history books will reflect all of this. The history books are not going to reflect kindly on anyone, Republican or Democrat, who said, yes, sure, this is the direction we're going to go. Yes, we're going to chop off healthy body parts of children because the mentally ill doctors and psychologists told us that we needed to. History is not going to be kind to these people.
Yes.
And I just think that if it proves anything, it proves that we have to go out and we have to be educated about who we're voting for. And we have to go out, regardless of the campaign ads or the flyers.
Yeah, that's
that you're the
bottom line. We have to get more engaged. We have to get more informed. We've moved the needle so far because we got halfway away. And here's the analogy is we're thrown into a gladiatorial fight, fight or die. Our shield's not perfect. Our sword is dull. You got to use it. You don't, oh, this sword sucks and throw it down. It's what you got to fight this. I mean, we're in this. And if you want to make the sword better, get stronger, get more informed. Do what Sarah did. Go out and just, you know, look online in any of these programs, and you mentioned a website. Where do people find that again so they can go do this database and look this up themselves?
Yes. I don't have it in front of me, but they can go to my my YouTube channel, Sarah Gonzalez TX, and they can hear it straight from the source's creator that I'm interviewing, and it'll be available at 6 p.m. Central. And so they can just go on that and
got
just
it.
Do
so
the
it's
work
not
themselves.
Even out yet. That's great. Wow. Can't wait to see the show tonight. So I know you tape part of
Thank
it
you.
Part of it live. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, yes, I appreciate that. So, but also, let me just give you an anecdotal story just for your viewers to just, because I don't want them to be, I understand the frustration, but I don't want it to lead to not going out and vote. Here in the state of Texas, as I'm sure you know, we have a very, very big rhino problem. And what we had happen in the last primary election was we had an unprecedented amount of primary challengers beat the Republican incumbents. So we had a bunch of actual conservatives beating out the incumbents, even though the odds were against them, because we had an awakening here in the state and people finally did their own research and people finally showed up. And we finally got this grassroots coalition rising up in the state of Texas.
But then Trump
to try
got
to
awake,
take
so
our
they went
back
to sleep for those spearheaded exposing it. The Republicans gave the Democrats equal committee power.
Yes.
Explain this. So yeah, the sellout, because people went back to sleep, folks. No, you don't go to sleep when you win a battle. You intensify. It's called pressing the attack.
Exactly. Exactly right. And so to your point on that, so what happened was we got like 25 new people in and we were able to kind of change things. But what happened was all of the weak Republicans, all of the rhinos, instead of saying, oh, the constituency here in the state of Texas actually wants conservative leadership. They said, no, 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 we're going to do it our way. And they partnered with the Democrats, and they were still able to get a weak Republican as the Speaker of the House, who was voted in by a Democrat majority. But what it did was it showed us this is just phase one in a very long process of taking our state back. We just finished phase one, where we got those 25 people that joined the actual conservative coalition. But what we have to do is we have to build on that. We have to expand upon that. We are not going to fix a problem that we've spent decades creating. So we have to play the long game in this.
I was about to say long game when you just said long game.
Yeah.
Because I see what you're involved in exposing the transgender cult, pro-gun, trying to cut. I mean, I see you, people that don't know, you're not just doing your show daily. You're running around everywhere, cross-pollinating, waking people up. When you're in a war, folks, when you win, the enemy hits back harder. You don't go, oh, God, yes, I was supposed to just win. No, you're winning. You've got to go even harder. And so when we started finally waking Texas up, like Florida's been awakened, then they just doubled down. They went in and paid people off. That's why we saw this rollover happen. Well, that's okay. We'll still continue to get more people with integrity. And I've had the globalists trying to buy me off 50 times. The point is, most people can be bought off. Sarah Gonzalez can't be bought off. I can't be bought off. But the thing is, the fact that this takes so much time, we're gaining ground. Don't take it like, oh, it didn't instantly happen. Hey, everybody's awake. We should be winning. No, in your bubble, everybody's awake. Everybody's not awake now. They're starting to. That's why we forced the enemy to fight back harder. We're now reaching the heart of the battle. Go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. And so when you take what happened in Texas and you extrapolate that onto the federal level, we're talking about a president who has come in and cause the Democrats to show their true colors. And just what are they doing on the streets of Minnesota? They're fighting for illegal, you know, Somalian fraudsters. They're literally fighting for people who are siphoning money from our taxpayer dollars and sending them in some cases to terror groups. And they're saying, no, those people should stay. And so I think we really honestly should be encouraged by that, because they're so broken by President Trump.
No, you're right.
They
we forced them out. I mean, I've seen like five videos this week where ICE pulls up and goes, you know, we're arresting convicted child molesters. And the Democrats go, we don't care.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I mean, they are really showing their true colors. And I would say, as the old saying goes, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. That is what these people are about. That is what they represent. And if they're willing to actually stand on a street corner and tell you, yes, we are here for the illegal. We don't care about American citizens. We don't care about the safety of American citizens. We don't care about the Lakin Rileys of the world. We don't care about the Rachel Morins of the world. We would rather stand on a street corner and protest a federal agency coming into our communities and making them safer. If they are willing to go through the trouble of saying that publicly, and in some cases broadcasting themselves on their cell phones so the whole world can see, I think we should be encouraged by that. And I think we should just remember, although we have these frustrations, although we have not yet seen accountability, is the other side, is that really what you'd like to take over? Because if they do, all hell is going to break loose. They're going to try to impeach our president again, and we won't be able to continue with the good progress that he has made. So I think that with the frustrations that we have, we really should focus on what is the other side going to bring us if we don't show up at the midterms.
And we all knew this was a long game. And like Kennedy said, don't ask what the country can do for you. What can you do for your country? We built the platform for Trump to get in. So
yes.
And again, people bitch and go, oh, the deportations aren't even as good as Obama. Obama dismantled it later. Trump had to rebuild it. It's exponential. They're pissed. ICE is David versus Goliath. They have federal court orders. They're doing their job. And they notice the Democrats are now saying, we want ICE abolished congressionally. They're trying to defund it. We just want the white flag, no borders, unlimited. It's the end of the country. We are literally down to their final end game here.
Yeah, you're right. And I mean, for so long, they weren't saying the quiet parts out loud, especially about all of their, you know, obviously their globalist goals. Now they are. I mean, they are. They want all the illegals here. They want all the gang members here. They want everyone. They just want open borders. Everyone can just roam freely wherever they want. And I think that that terrifies the average American. I think that the average American hears that. It's exactly why they voted for President Trump in November, was because they saw all of these things happening and they said, we can't have that. If we have that, we don't have a country.
Well, so especially when they learn that they give all the foreigners incredible goodies, like three times what a disabled vet gets. I mean,
right, exactly.
I mean, they are literally created the incentive to bring these people here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you notice I think people will say that this is a stereotype that you always have these Indians that own the gas stations, just going back to the H-1B problem. Well, yeah, because they get like special opportunities for special small business loans when they come here. We're just throwing them all of the gravy train and the average American gets the shaft. And so I do think that, you know, you can't fix a 4-year mess. And in some cases, you know, I think that you get to add on the mess that Barack Obama got us in. President Trump wasn't able to completely course correct there. And then you add on Joe Biden's 4 years, disastrous 4 years, with all of the DEI and everything that President Trump is trying to root out. You can't solve that in 1 year.
By the way, though, you move fast because you're informed. I haven't checked in a few years. Last time I checked, people that come from foreign countries can, with a new business, want like 10 years, no taxes, 5 years, no taxes. Why don't citizens get that? I mean, again, how did it?
Exactly.
In the UK, they say, no, foreigners, whether legal or not, get preferential treatment. So now they're giving them new council homes, saying, don't worry, we're moving them out of the 4-star hotels into new free homes. And I'm like,
wow.
I mean.
Yeah, it's incomprehensible, isn't it? I mean, it's really, truly incomprehensible that a country can treat its own citizens that way. It really, and then they expect you to continue paying your taxes. Isn't that interesting, Alex? It's so enraging to me. You still are expected to pay your taxes, lest you be thrown in jail eventually. But we are going to hand all the benefits, actually, to all of the foreigners and give them every reason to come here, exploit our system, and then not assimilate. What's shocking to me, going back to that issue, Alex, is that you have the UK it's a perfect representation. It's a perfect model of what can happen if you don't clamp down on that. Why is America not seeing that? Why are our politicians not seeing that and going, oh, we can't have that. We can't have that. If you have that, you don't have a country. You have literal no-go zones in the UK because of all of this importation that they're doing, because of all the favoritism that all of these foreigners are getting. And we still are looking at that and going, yeah, that's a thing that we should do. We should just continue welcoming all of these different cultures, all of these different, you know, foreigners into our country and what, expect a different result? It's actually quite maddening and infuriating when you realize, as you, I don't know how you pay your taxes, but I'm a 1099 contract worker, so I don't get it taken out of a paycheck. I actually have to physically write a check to the government every quarter.
Me too,
and
yeah.
Every time I'm reminded, why the hell am I writing this check? You're pissing it away. You're giving it to a bunch of Indian scammers. You're giving it to a bunch of Muslims who are coming here to conquer. Why am I writing this check, actually, when I go call my
city
because
they
don't pick up my...
I'm like creating like a hand grenade to blow me up every time I sign it. I know.
Well, we actually, in my house, we have, my husband and I have shirts that we wear on tax day that just says taxes are gay, because it's like, it's the only thing that I can do without like actually hurting someone is just my my little protest on my shirt, because it's really enraging when you consider, I mean, just as a quick anecdote, you're paying all these taxes and they're being pissed away for all of these programs that you don't actually benefit from. And in return, we call our city because they don't pick up our trash on time. The trash truck just passes by and doesn't pick it up. And they're like, yeah, I don't know how to help you. We'll send an email, but if they don't do anything, I don't know how to help you. And it's like, why the hell am I paying all of these taxes on so many different levels, at the local, at the state, at the federal? Why am I paying all these taxes and receiving nothing in return? And in exchange for all of these taxes, you're just bringing in foreigners to scam our system. You're just making sure that we still, at the federal level, are empowering people to trans children. You're still allowing our money to go to all of these NGOs. You're still allowing our money to go to killing children in the womb. It really is. It's beyond infuriating.
No, that's it. And you've been on fire today, as always. Thank you so much. The bottom line is the social contract is broken under the globalist cloud pivot great reset. It's by design. The sooner we figure out this is a weaponized system to bring us down, the sooner we're going to fix it. We're all trying to stop it. We got a good shot at it. Sir Gonzalez, incredible. You got to come back sooner with all the great work you're doing. We'll be watching what you do very, very closely. Sir Gonzalez, TX on X. And tonight, 6 p.m. live with all this breaking news on The Blaze. Thank you so much, Sir Gonzalez.
Thank you so much, Alex. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Wow. I feel really good knowing she's out there. Very exciting. We need more people like her and Nick Shirley. We'll be right back with huge news straight ahead. Stay with us.
An RFK Wade Jr. mixes something into his drink, people pay attention. Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene blue. Mel Gibson also praised methylene blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
A stimulant stimulates cells themselves to turn the cell up. This turns the energy up. That's why there's no letdown. That's why you can take this and go to sleep, too. But you sleep better on it, in my experience.
No, I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
Our methylene blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game-changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No. What?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost, like, feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in, and it, like, instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt, like, instantly, like, I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to, like, 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. This stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene blue works for me.
I just kind of feel like I'm sitting up straight more. I'm thinking more. The thoughts are coming in easier. I'm making decisions faster. And it really does. And it gives you clean energy.
When I'm talking, it seems like it's not really me talking. I can hear my talking and going, wow, you.
I agree. It's almost like an out-of-body experience. It's like you're behind yourself.
That is what it feels like. But my brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
Yeah!
I feel more energetic. I feel more alive.
I found that within 30 minutes of taking it, I have improved focus, improved short-term memory, improved energy. But if I take it late in the day, it doesn't interfere with my ability to sleep, which is very rare for something like this. I get a tingly feeling in my fingertips. It's almost like it's improving my circulation.
I feel tingling fingers.
Methylene blue radically increases glucose uptake in the brain.
Okay.
So it makes you better and more efficient at using your sugar. We all know the brain uses like 25% of the calories in the body or something crazy.
They've done studies that chess masters burn like 5,000 calories in a day in a tournament because they're so focused on directing energy to their mind as they're thinking so critically that it's like almost like an Olympic athlete.
Well, think about this stuff. It operates in a very similar way. That's the real thing Methylene Blue does. I really believe in this product. A lot of people have bought our Methylene Blue. Our Methylene Blue is incredible. I take it personally. But yeah, I mean, like, this is a solid product. Take this in the morning. A couple hours later, you'll experience the cognitive benefits of it.
I mean, it's so good, it's scary, it's just amazing. So yes, it really does work. It varies person to person, but it's amazing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. I must say that it does a damn good job.
99% of people that take it have between moderate to just insanely good effects. So good for your whole body.
Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now. I'm a practicing dentist, so I have more patients to treat coming up, so I'm always looking for that afternoon boost without the slump.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
I would definitely recommend the Alex Jones Methylene Blue here. It's great stuff, so thank you, Alex. Keep it coming.
Powered by Methylene Blue, Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Wow, that interview with Sir Gonzalez was powerful. Stephen Gardner is really a great journalist and talk show host. He's going to be joining me on the fourth hour to talk about a host of big issues. I'll tell you about when he joins us. But here's my frustration. There are so many great reporters like Sarah Gonzalez that if I had them all on, we would do like 10 hours a day or longer. In fact, as we discover more of the corruption that we knew was there, but the details, it is a little bit exhausting. We got stuff out of Maine, New Mexico, Michigan, Ohio, the same crap. And again, you ask, well, why is it Somalis? Why is it Indians? Why is it Muslims? Because they come from countries where they have managers and groups that are in the NGOs that start the pipeline, put them in where they live, put them in the schools, control them, and then they vote how they're told, they work how they're told, they pay their money back, most of it, into the group that brought them here. Because if they don't, the Democrats just make a phone call, or they make a phone call to the Democrats, and then they deport you. That's why under Biden, they said, and also under Obama, at the end, 7 years till your first immigration hearing. And they just give you a Social Security number. And if you behave yourself, you never go to the hearing. You're just made legal. You just go to a citizen hearing. But if you don't do what you're told, you get deported. So that's why they never wanted to have real immigration reform, because the Democrats liked this illegal pipeline. And the Republican neocons were a big part of that as well, but that's changed now. So Trump is fundamentally trying to save the very sovereignty of the country. That's why the Democrats are throwing all their fits. But here's just a few of the reports. And again, you got to go watch the full thing. I mean, in Ohio, they've got all these women, and they checked. It's all true. And I just say women because that's, you know, people think of women as nice and not corrupt, because in the past, men committed most of the crime. That's why the system works with women, because they know you don't see a woman as a crook. And they go and they sign up the migrants that are illegal. They get them refugee status, but they go pay the judge the money. And then you have sponsors that come in and then like own a percentage of the person as a slave. You then get part of their paycheck. They sign you up for disabilities. They get part of that. I mean, it's wild. So here's one out of Maine. Same deal with the Somalis in Michigan and in Minneapolis and Washington State, Minnesota, all of it. Journalists find just, and people say, oh, it's much bigger than that. Yeah, them personally in one day go out and find 2 million of fake businesses. Like Shirley found, 18 million or whatever in one day. The point is, that's just where you go to prove it. The numbers out of Maine, they think, are $500 million so far. They just found another $400-some million yesterday in Obamacare fraud. And they said they're finding that basically every few days. So it's way above $24 billion. That's an old number now. And the media is still running the old number of $9 billion or $19 billion. So let's play a short clip out of Ohio on this. Or no, out of Maine. Then we'll go to Ohio. And again, there's a bunch of these videos of these people. And it's been confirmed this is going on. Meeting with folks about, you bring the money for the payoff the judge, you get a percentage of this new person we're bringing in. And that's how big this business is. And that's why they want to keep it open. But that's a 24-minute report. I'm not going to air the whole thing. You want to find it, it's on townhall.com. I posted it on X yesterday. Bombshell footage as judge can be bought with bribes in Ohio immigration courts. So you want to find it, you go pull this up. And they've got all these people saying the same thing, and they're been caught on record doing it. And they're so brazen, they believe they'll never get any trouble for it. So that's just a small snapshot of what's going on. Let's play the full report out of Maine, and then we'll play just some of the report out of Ohio. Here it is.
We're here in Portland, Maine. We found of the businesses that are registered in here, of the 20-something businesses, 10 of them are home healthcare businesses. As you can see, Prestige Home Care, Bright Star Home Care, Atlanta Community Support, Five Stars Home Health Care, Prime Home Care, LLC.
It's a trend we saw in Minnesota, one that the Minnesota House Oversight Committee on Fraud tells News Nation is a giant red flag. Large clusters of health care providers in one location.
This building right behind me has 22 different home and community-based health care companies registered in the building.
Inside this Portland office building, owner Ron Nevins agreed to speak with us.
I think I got 10. healthcare companies, which is probably about half, maybe a little less than half of this building.
Healthcare, home healthcare. I didn't even know what home healthcare was. Do you think these businesses are actually legit businesses?
Some, yes, but some I highly question. Nobody's over here, and you know, if it was one or two or three or four, but when there's 10, I've had as many as 12 or 13 probably before. The Five Star, I took the sign off the door because I'm trying to rent the office.
A state audit found that Five Star Home Healthcare overbilled Maine's Medicaid by nearly $400,000, according to documents obtained by the Maine Wire. They failed to provide documentation to substantiate hundreds of thousands of dollars in Medicaid benefits paid out for home-based health care, and then the owner just abandoned the office.
By the way, hit pause. I can't even reach him. 6 seconds. Unlike Nick Shirley did a great job, you know, going to like 15 places and showing, you know, $118 million or whatever in fraud because no one's there and there's no kids and it's a weekday and, you know, and there's no cars, no footprints, nothing. That's just circumstantial. No. This newscast went out and they had the landlords let them in. And they're like, yeah, there's nobody ever in these things. I think probably half of them are fraud. Then they go check the records, and they've got certified fraud of $2+ million just in one building they visited. And that's just where the state did their job, which is rare. You starting to get this, folks? This is open and shut. Continue.
By nearly $400,000, according to documents obtained by the Maine Wire. They failed to provide documentation to substantiate hundreds of thousands of dollars in Medicaid benefits paid out for home-based health care, and then the owner just abandoned the office.
I can't even reach him. 6 months. No return calls, no return texts, nothing.
There's been no consequences, no investigation, no resolution to what happened with Five Stars Home Health Care. And that, I think, is something, that's a story that we see play out time and time again.
You've been reporting on this for quite a long time here in Maine. How widespread do you think this issue is here?
Hundreds of millions of dollars easily. It's, you know, you look at just where we're standing right now, there are probably a dozen home health care agencies registered
right here.
We can see Ladna Home Health Care down there. That's a $2 million home health care agency. You can see it's located right next to two money wiring services. Right next to it, you have Dahabshiil. Dahabshiil is the official money wiring service of the Central Bank of Somalia.
You don't know what's going on behind the scenes, you know?
Does it bother you?
Well, it ticks me off if they're screwing the state of Maine, and because that's my tax money, you know. You add up what's going on all over the state of Maine, it's probably millions and millions of dollars of fraud and abuse.
Is there a way to I can help the newcomers, the people from Mauritania?
Oh, we got them all here too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. See.
Did you guys are the ones that kind of took care of them?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
bless
yeah.
you.
So he talks to a lady, sends her this lady, and they put him into how to do the fraud.
They've been here for a little while now, I understand.
Maybe a year or so.
Oh, my
I
gosh.
Guess. Is They've that... been populating over here.
Have you guys been able to handle that?
First, it was overwhelming, mm-hmm. but now we can.
How's your friend's boyfriend adapting?
He's staying with us right now. But see, he has his own place too. Mm-hmm. He's got a place with four or five other guys.
Oh.
That he pays his part of the rent for. But he comes and stays with her.
Right. That's on Mulberry, maybe.
Yes. Lachlan? Mm-hmm. I call it Little Africa. Mm-hmm. I call it Little Africa.
Right.
Because they stand out everywhere. They're all over the place.
Right.
I mean, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Fine, welcome to America.
Did they work? She got a job?
She gets them the papers. She does.
Oh, they get them the papers to work?
She helps them. She helps them.
All right. Is there a way to help with that?
Mama.
Hello, Mama. Do they need work?
He's talking about
yes, they need work.
He's talking about everything. He knows
work.
About Mulberry.
I'm going to work with them the best I can.
So you've been over on Mulberry.
I haven't been there. I just, you know, I heard that, you know, and I think I saw some people coming in. And
that's a big African place.
I almost was going to bring the water directly there, but somebody said, don't do that.
The what?
I was going to bring the water directly in there, but they said,
no.
Let's stop here. So, again, this goes on. There's hours of this. I posted on X. So he gets into the network of the NGO locals. Then he gets sent. They say, go to this lady. She'll get you in if you want to manage some of these people and make some real money. Let's go to that report. Here it is.
If I can get to the judge. You know, that's the only person you want to
ask.
If I can get to the judge. It's okay.
Sometimes it's some people.
So they'll pay you.
Some places, drink some big places where you don't even drink alcohol, but you're going to some big places. Okay. The big boys sit them and drink. Yeah. You visit those places.
Right.
Make a conversation with him.
Yeah.
You see. Yeah, this boy there. And that day, you work that day? You say, yeah. You say, okay. $50,000. I send everybody to see all these names.
Yeah.
I have them in my book. Okay? I go to the bar like everybody should. Spot the judge. I say, you work on this date? You like, let me see my art calendar. You go in his phone. Yeah? What's your problem? I said, I got all these boys, man.
Oh, remember.
Want to let them back here? Because they work for me. Hey, you better give me 50G, baby.
The judge says that?
I'm not scared of nothing. How they live? You know, they pay a bill just like me and you. Come on, man.
How does the judge get paid, though? Because...
Oh, no, no, nigga, you got to help me. I'm going to come back and say, watch out. We have this deadline. We need $50,000. And then they let me look, count them down. Calculating. You give me this, you give me this, you give me this. Got to make the money.
Right.
We have 40 men. But $50,000. So everybody got to pay $1,200.
But then you have to do the dangerous part of getting it to the judge.
Exactly. So you like it. See something they call lime? Where you can chase back.
What's it called? Lime?
Lime.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's an app.
You can chase back.
And you, so you send it through
Lime.
You send it through Lime. Pay on Lime?
Yeah.
Okay, pay.
Pay on Lime.
Should I set up an account?
GreenDebt.com.
What is it called?
GreenDebt.com. You go CVS and buy a card. It's like $1.25 for the card. You want to have money where you're going to spend to pay people.
And
Lime.
And it's not tracked.
Nobody don't watch that.
But you trust that with, to even use it for the judges?
Yes.
Okay.
You see, this card, you can spend up like $10 million a day. Transport any amount of money. And those cards is fraud.
It's what?
Fraud card. That's why they sell them. The card, they use if it's like me, go money laundering in Jamaica. And you, they're Jamaica. They say to Lisa, they give you $100,000. I need it done, like, drop online. They drop it online.
Gotcha.
And they put in the code number. You have, only you have the code, me. So you know how much me have.
Gotcha.
If you going to push money, you have to have somebody who can watch the money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people get greedy and grab up fucking wishes.
Do you have somebody in Jamaica that can watch the money for you?
If we get it, if it come through my hand? Oh, hell yes. We have one day we could go back to face the judge, but I get my lawyer to go to court with him that day.
Yeah.
You have to have a lawyer. We can go to the judge, because you know that's the one who talked to the judge, is the lawyer. You get the lawyer. And you say, okay, we have this sheet of paper. I need you to ask the judge how much to carry these people 3 more years in this country for me to get this project done. And you say, okay, give me $50,000.
You send the $50,000 to the lawyer?
Yes. $50,000 going to split up between everybody.
Between the lawyer and the judge.
Judge. You hold them, get money. Attorney, you walk up in the office. Cash money. Have no trail. Here's the money, sir.
But you have one you've used. You would use...
I got Weber. Weber?
Who?
Michael Weber.
Michael Weber?
Yes.
Where's he at? Lebanon?
No, he's in Cincinnati here.
What kind of attorney? Is he immigration?
He is like immigration. He is, like if I get injured, he's white.
He's a white guy?
Yeah.
Bald?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah,
glasses?
Yes. This is what people don't understand. Just put on their pants to see we're like us.
Yeah.
And they don't go to them with no naked pants. They need to wear tights,
right.
Leggings. They need their hair done. They need their fingernail done.
Right.
So when I go to them, it's like, what's up? This is what they have.
You have an envelope for them?
There's 4 or 5 names in there already. Names where you need to get help. And you're like, okay.
So then, You talk to him, you got your envelope, you show him some names, whatever.
You put a name in an envelope, like a cash money. Yes,
what's no cash, just
no,
the name.
No, just a name. You see this judge right here?
Which one?
This one right here.
I can't see it.
You see if you want to talk to them? And one of these judges, see if you want to talk to none of them? You only want to talk to one judge.
And which one do I want to talk to?
One person. Any one of them, just get one judge. All of them talk.
All right, let's stop right here. This is, folks, how many times for 20 years have you heard me describe this for you, okay? They bring it in, whatever it is. It's not just for illegal aliens. It's CPS. It's everything. And you'll have the one king judge that manages it, and then they'll know what court it's going to be. They hand it off. So then the money and the payoffs go into a law firm who keeps part of it and pays it in. And they'll have the NGO managers that get part of the money as well. And they just literally milk these people. And in many cases, they're like, okay, we're going to put all these 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds at the cereal plant or at the tire factory. And then they don't even go to school. They just sleep and live there. Remember, the New York Times reported on this a few years ago. And then they'll also come in and say, this little girl looks cute. We're taking her. And they'll just disappear. The girl's never seen. And they rape them, you know, use them 10 guys a day for a couple of years and then just take them to the facility, sell them again, take the organs. And I've had members of parliament on from the UK about it. I've had people on from the Swiss government. It happens here. And again, it's all compartmentalized. It's like, oh, we have to get rid of this girl. She's causing a problem or she's whatever. Oh, the trash man's coming. You know, take him to the train station. And then the men come, they drug her, bye-bye. She gets chopped up, done. You want to know where the 500,000 kids went? A lot of them they killed. They mean business. And whether you're in a small town or a big city, a large percent of your judges and your lawyers are in on this. And because it's so evil, because it's so bad, the average person just can't even interface that this is going on. And then you get in front of these judges, and you're a Christian, you're a conservative, they throw the book at you. They hate because it's a cult of criminals. That's how with me, they had total show trials run by HBO. And I knew they were corrupt. I didn't realize I was in them. That was like all staged. I was already guilty. It was all produced. The judge then had South by Southwest walked the red carpet, was part of the gala with the flashbulbs for the movie she'd been in. And she's a Soros judge. I mean, these are hardcore criminals. Hardcore. And I've told you this for years. They don't hide any of it. And so this investigating group started back in November, December. Now they released it. They've released hours and hours of it. And they just go talk to local NGO people, get to be their friends, go hang out with them. All right, I'll put you in touch with the next person. Here's the woman. All right, here's the judge's names. Here's the money. Here's how we do it. And you notice it's exactly how I described it decades ago. But they've scaled it up. 20 million illegals. ICE estimates 1 million kids under Biden. 500,000 disappeared on purpose, names erased. And DHS has leaked to Patriots. All right, you know, here's some of the names. They go to it, and then they found they were dropped off in Walmart parking lots, Target parking lots. And when they're able to track down where the girls are, they knock on the door. The little girl opens up. She's 12. She goes, I just had this baby a year ago. I'm pregnant again. 10 men have sex with me a day. Please save me. Muckraker's gotten those reports. Anthony Rubin. James O'Keefe. James O'Keefe, you know, goes to these places in San Antonio, Austin. This little 12-year-old girl saying, they men come. They rape me all day. I'm just outside right now. Please, will you take me with you? Will you save me? You've seen the footage here. This is your Democratic Party, the most satanic, demonic, evil people the earth has ever seen. But in Ukraine, they take the kids and gang rape them in Europe, the UK, and kill them for their organs. I've had members of parliament on exposing it. And Keir Starmer, for 15 years, sat over that as the head magistrate and would not prosecute any of them. Keir Starmer is literally Satan walking the face of the earth. Of course, they're arresting people and giving them 3-year apprentice sentences for praying outside an abortion clinic. The devil's real, folks, and he's got henchmen, and they're all over the place. And it's time you admit it to yourself. Because everything I've said here, we've got all the proof. Now, Stephen Gardner's an amazing talk show host and investigative reporter. And he's got another incredible guy I'm fully aware of. He used to work for Lou Dobbs, John Fawcett. Host of the Great American Show, co-hosting with him next hour. They got some big, big issues. Big breaking news on multiple fronts. Next hour, you do not want to miss that. In fact, let him take over right when this hour starts. Then in an hour and 5 minutes from now, Harrison Smith, the War Room. Now, we're talking Trump and ICE, J.D. Vance, economy in the future, Democrat fraud, midterms, the SAVE Act, Trump been promoting, reposting Stephen Gardner's videos, Gavin Newsom, Davos, Jack Smith, and more. Look for that. And remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X and at AJN Live. Take the live feed from Infowars.com/show. Take the live feed from the Alex Jones Show on Rumble and share it on your email list. Share it on your text message. Share it by word of mouth and say, this is the forbidden truth. Evil can't stand sunlight. Vampires can't stand the sunlight. Well, you're Van Helsing fighting Count Dracula. You got to open the drapes. It's light outside, but we're inside the castle with this guy. I'm not going to sit here and just fight Dracula in the dark. I'm going to open the windows. Well, we got to do this together. So share the feeds. Take clips out of the show. This broadcast belongs to you, and realize we're starting to turn the tide here, but the fight has just begun. And separately, I need you to support the broadcast. We have a big sale going until Sunday at midnight. Every order gets a free T-shirt. We got great new ball cap designs that I think are some of the best, and T-shirts that I'm very, very proud of. But the real reason to support is if it was a straight donation, you'd know you're having a great effect against tyranny. But you get great products at very low prices that will empower you. I mean, if I was just a regular store, you would want our Methylene Blue. It's the best. If I was just a regular store, you'd want our Irish Sea Moss or our Shilajit. It's the best. You'd want our bovine colostrum. They're such incredible things. We've got the best. You'd want our turmeric. We have the very strongest. So I need you to decide to take action, because only less than 1% of the wonderful listeners ever actually go buy something at the store. I'm talking to those of you that are on the bench. You want new lockdowns? You want new tyranny? You want the globalists to win? Don't get involved. Don't support this broadcast. There is nowhere that you can support that's having a bigger effect. There's nowhere that's more consistently accurate and hardcore. Not just myself, but our guests, everything we do. We are doing God's work here. And I know a lot of you are already awake, so you say, oh, well, we kind of woke folks up already. No, the general public still isn't fully dialed in on what's happening. We're doing our most important work ever right now, but I can't do it without you standing right beside us. You're not as important as I am. You are more important in the aggregate. So take action now, up to 45% off on the supplements until Sunday evening. Take the Ultra Methylene Blue Challenge. See how great it is, how good it is for your body. If you're going to try just one product. And then I took some time out with the new T-shirts and new ball caps. There's quite a few of them at thealexjones.com that are my designs. What's my market research? I like it. America Supply Company, established 1776. I kind of just copied an old redneck feed shop, you know, hat that said something different on it. And I said, hey, I want to make something like this, but I want to say it's got a great patch on it. We got it in black, too. There's a bunch of other new designs and T-shirts, you know, support ICE, stuff like that, at thealexjonesstore.com. So it's up to you to take action now. But regardless, I'm going to keep fighting. But if you'll just pray for the broadcast prayer minimum, I'm very thankful for that, because that's totally real, beyond real to everything, and your word of mouth. Regardless, share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and Infowars.com/show. Hour number four, straight ahead.
I'm jacked up on the Methylene Blue. It's the best thing you guys have ever had.
It clears the brain fog, where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well.
And yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it, I started taking it, and boy, let me tell you something, what a blessing.
I do subscribe to the Methylene Blue. I feel better, I feel like I'm 25.
Like you said, I've been taking the Methylene Blue, and it is freaking awesome. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now.
I must say that it does a damn good job.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the Methylene Blue. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at theolivechurchstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones